You know, the music we play 24 hours a day, it's the hippest stuff you'll find anywhere. That's why we proudly call ourselves the greatest jazz station in the world. But aside from all these great recordings and all our yakking about how great we are, the greatest example of WBGO is the live performance. And that's what we're doing here this morning, because in the middle of this fun drive, we want to remind you to the highest order about why you listen and why you support this station. Philadelphia meets Atlantic City, meets Perth, Australia. There's a soulfulness that you can't buy, man, but you can sure as hell get up in the middle of it. And that's what you're going to do here this morning. Joey DeFrancesco on the organ. Troy Roberts got his saxophone and his bass guitar. And our good friend, always coming back home, it feels like, Ralph Peterson sitting behind those drums. And we're going to hear some music this morning. Music in the key of the universe. Enjoy. We'll be right back. get up, get out of bed, you lazy head. That's an appropriate feel for this time of the day in the 7 o'clock hour, because that's my job on Morning Jazz, to get you up. I can sit back and relax today with this kind of energy. Joey DeFrancesco, thank you for coming to Newark
today. Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and you brought some good friends with you too. Troy Roberts on saxophone and Ralph Peterson Jr. from Pleasantville on the drums.
That's right.
Jersey in the house.
Yeah.
Perth in the house. Yeah. Philly in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And I tell you, the walls here at WBGO are smiling, because Ralph was referring earlier this morning, before we got going, about LCs and East Orange and about Sparky J's and about the Peppermint. You know, that was the kind of feel that I just felt right now from you three. But that was also around in Philly where you grew up too, wasn't it? Peps and other places like that?
A lot of those places like that, they're real legendary places that everybody knows about, weren't there. I was born in 71. So, but there were still a lot of spots when I was really young. A place called Gert's Lounge was an organ room. Jules was a club that everybody went. Dino's, there was, you know, Carter's Lounge, Slim's. So there was, you know, a lot of stuff happening. Great music.
What drew you to the organ in the first place?
Well, because we had one in the house. My father, Papa John DeFrancesco, he plays, right? So having one in the house and hearing that, you know. But that wasn't the first thing that made me want to play. The first thing that made me want to play was seeing Fats Domino on television playing Blueberry Hill. That's what got me, what struck me, you know. But then the organ, once I started hearing that and hearing my dad play and hearing Jimmy Smith records and Groove Holmes and McGriff and being in Philly with all that happening, it was a natural.
Plus being the son of Papa John.
Yeah, of course.
You know? Yeah, I would imagine Joe DiMaggio took his kids to the ball game.
Yes.
Right? Muhammad Ali took his kids to the fights when it was appropriate. Papa John took his kid in Philly where?
Well, it started out, you know, like going to where he was playing. He would have gigs for 2-3 years at a time. They'd bring the organ there and stay there, you know, and play at a club.
Yeah.
And when the cats were coming, the first time I saw Jimmy Smith live was in New York City at the Sheraton when they were having jazz there.
Yeah.
And that was, if I was 7, so they took me up. And then after that, I seen him a bunch of times. There was a club in Wilmington, Delaware called the Flight Deck. And that's where I saw a lot of cats. I saw Art Blakey there in the Jazz Message. I saw Jack McDuff there, Groove Holmes. And a lot of these cats were gracious enough to let me sit in, because all the people that own these clubs knew about this little kid, right? So they would say something to the at the end of the night. Hey, this little cat. And a lot of Jack McDuff, you know, these cats were really wonderful to me. So I got to hear a lot of music, you know, coming up. Just to name a few, that was just, you know.
Yeah. And you can feel it in the way that you play.
Oh, I hope
you
know, so.
The way that you approach your instrument.
Thank you.
And the feel of the music. But the feel of the music for you, I mean, there's a heritage involved too. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of the record that you made where you did Volare. And it just felt like you were part of that scene.
Well, that's something different. That's that record was originally not even my record. It wound up being my record. The one you're talking about is Goodfellas. And that was just kind of a play on, the music is cool. It was based on Italian wedding music and things that you heard growing up, you know, being Italian. But all the goofing around that went along with that record is kind of silly to me now, you know.
The first tune we heard, a few minutes ago, Awake and Blissed. Yes. What does that mean to you?
Exactly what the title means.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's for everybody to feel awake, you know, and full and blissed and great, you know. The direction, you know, the record in the key of the universe, you know, that title alone says a lot. And that's the direction that as I mature as a person, that I keep going in more and more in spiritual direction with the music, still grooving and you know, and still swinging, but a freer approach to that. You know, if you listen to the way Ralph is playing wide open, a nice cushion, so we could play it, but it's still grooving hard, you know?
Sure.
And Troy is playing, we all have an approach where we can go anywhere we want.
And Troy's featured on the record, but so is Talk about Sanders. Spiritual.
Yeah.
So was somebody like Pharoah Sanders.
Yeah, and Billy Hart, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swinging Hart.
So, yeah, that's the direction my life is going. So naturally, whatever I do, it affects my music. I mean, this music is spiritual, period, anyway. So, but when you start to understand more things, you become more enlightened about a lot of other aspects of the universe, of the world, and what's going on. And, you know, that place we're looking for to get through a lot of things that we want to stay away from negativity and stay in a positive.
Well, you know, Joey, that's the thing. That's what draws people to WBGO, is that very thing.
Makes sense.
To try to escape, you know, the daily tension convention that you run into.
Yes.
That you got to be part of to get on a linear sense from point A to point B. But at the same time, when our listeners contribute to WBGO, they make comments like, the music that I hear on this station keeps my body grounded, but gives my mind the freedom to roam.
Absolutely.
And to find inspiration. And that kind of relationship with radio is something that we feel blissed and blessed.
Beautiful.
At WBGO to have listeners. We've been doing this for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever remember hearing jazz on the radio? Did that? Do you
oh,
have
yes,
a relationship
definitely.
Like that?
Yeah. Growing up in Philly, and we had a station when I was a kid, and also still there, WRTI, you know. And but Newark, you know, this is any time we would get close by, that's the first thing we would tune into, you know. And it's always been hip, the station, and the music that you're playing here, and it's a necessity for, like you said, for people. You know, with all the things going on, you get in your car, you go home, but you know, after work, you throw that on or whatever's happening, you could get the groove and feel, you know, and feel and go into another place.
And we hope that people that listen and support this station feel a part of what's going on. And since the internet, that part could be in Pleasantville, New Jersey.
Anywhere.
That park could be in Philadelphia. That park could be right down the street here in Newark, New Jersey, the home of WBGO. It could be in Perth, Australia.
That's right.
Where somebody's evening jazz program comes to them from the morning.
Yeah.
In Newark.
That's right.
You know, that's the cool thing about this station. It's a great thing about this music, too. Mm. And that's how we say thank you here in the morning. On WBGO, this group right here that we're enjoying today, and they'll be back for a couple more rounds. They opened last night at Jazz Standard in New York City, and they're going to be on stage for two shows each night through Sunday.
Yes.
And they're part of our morning, and that's what's great about WBGO today. You can call and support it at 1-800-499-9246. That's 1-800-499-9246. Or online from any of those places I mentioned, or the place where you are. Come here and be part of what we are at WBGO.org. Why do you suppose somebody supports a public radio station like WBGO? I'll tell you why it is. You're about to be part of it, because in our studio this morning, live. They opened last night at Jazz Standard in New York City. And the standard is the highest when you're talking about the organ trio setting. And it's something we know something about here at WBGO, because we're in downtown Newark. And Newark knows something about it, too. You know, whenever you hear somebody describe Newark, it's always like, yeah, Newark, that's an organ town. Sure enough is. Joey DeFrancesco makes it an organ town today, for sure. Troy Roberts, he's here on the saxophone. Thank you for coming. And also, the great drummer. You know, next Wednesday, we're doing an Art Blakey tribute over here at the Gateway at 100 Mulberry. And this guy is a classic example of the University of Art Blakey evolving into what's coming next. And that's Ralph Peterson Jr. on the drums. And it's three great reasons why you support this public radio station. First, I invite you to enjoy some of their playing this morning. They're playing live through the weekend at Jazz Standard in New York City. And much of the music, not all of it, much of the music that will be featured is music from Joey's record called In the Key of the Universe. And a piece of music we're going to hear right now is a perspective that we're all in search of. It's a soul perspective. Gentlemen. Thank you. It's Morning Jazz. Made possible by listeners who contribute at 1-800-499-9246 and WBGO.org. And it's also made possible by the triple threat on the organ and the Rhodes and the trumpet, Joey DeFrancesco. The double threat on the bass and the saxophone, Troy Roberts. And I don't know how many threats over there in the corner. Five or six, at least.
Yeah, and he's a great trumpet player, too.
That's right. Ralph Peterson Jr. on the drums. These gentlemen together on stage, they opened last night at Jazz Standard in New York, and they run through Sunday. And it's the best reason or reasons that I know to thank people who contribute during this fall fundraiser at WBGO. And right there, Soul Perspective. And kind of reminded me of the kind of music I used to hear coming up in the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. Had that kind of feel like that Cedar Walton Electric Roads thing, or even some Chick Corea.
However you see fit, however it makes you feel, you know, that's as long as it's a good feeling, you know?
Oh, it's a great feeling. Yeah. And, you know, it's the same kind of attraction. You know, what a James Moody and Ray Charles and Larry Coryell and David Sanborn and George Benson and Bette Midler and Miles Davis and John Scofield and Bobby Hutcherson, and what do they all have in common? They all sought the talents of Joey DeFrancesco to be part of their creativity. And here he is this morning, part of our intended creativity. We don't know what the day is going to be unfolding for us yet, but you're certainly leading the path, you guys. And it's a special thing, and it's the best way I know to thank our audience. Your daddy still live out in the Southwest?
Yes. Yeah, I live there too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I moved there. I moved before everybody. I was there for a long. I've been there for over 20 years. It's crazy. People say, you live in Arizona. Yeah, I've been there for 20 years.
Your daddy and I had a great conversation one day on the phone, and this was soon after he had moved out there.
Okay.
And you know, from Philly, and he says, well, you know what the humidity's like. And they said, oh, you're going to love it out here. Mm-hmm. It's dry heat.
It's very dry.
He says, let me tell you something, Gary. When it's 108 degrees, you look out the window, and you don't see anybody.
Right.
You
dry
don't see anybody.
Yeah, it's hot. But now it's going to be beautiful there. So
yeah, sure. Yeah, because here comes the autumn and the wintertime, too. I used to, back in the 60s, I used to hitchhike out through there.
Oh, no kidding?
You know, when it was cool to hitchhike. Mm-hmm. And it'd be the middle of the night, man, and somebody'd drop you off, and you'd look up there in the sky. It's almost like you can see the entire Milky Way.
Oh, it's beautiful. All the stars and everything.
Yeah, it's really something. Does that inform part of your universe?
Absolutely. Yeah. But everything does. Also, you know, any beautiful part of nature, you know, and what's happening and paying attention. Just going and watching the water move, you know.
Oh, you like to do stuff like that?
Yeah. Definitely. And watching, you know, I mean, my wife's been a big influence, Gloria, on me with that, as well as my music. She co-produced this and getting more in touch with nature and that. And it's helped so much to be able to take a breath and do that, because you could hear all kinds. And now I understand a little bit more about when I would hear what some of the cats that I really looked up to, wow, that's strange, or this is, but you start to understand that. You need sometimes take somebody to open your eyes a little bit. But this music naturally does that anyway, you know, blues, you know, which is what we're playing always. And that's where it all that feeling, it's about feeling and how you feel. And it's the big misconception that it's always about, you know, the blues doesn't always mean you're down, you know. It's a feeling of a lot of good things, you know. And paying attention to just what a bird and is flying around.
Oh, no, I hear you.
Yeah, and watching what they do and seeing other birds. And then you feel bad because there's a hawk in town and he's kind of taking over everybody's thing.
You know? I watched somebody the other day. I watched this bed. Maybe you saw this video. This woman was walking her little Yorkie through the park, and this hawk came down and damn near snatched the Yorkie right off the ground.
Yeah.
And then you see, folks, the soul perspective is from many angles. You always have to see, and we know this in the city.
Yeah.
There are many angles to the soul perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're chatting this morning with Joey DeFrancesco and also Troy Robertson, Ralph Peterson, who he understands the survival of the fittest. He says a hawk's got to eat too. That's right.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
And so
though.
Do you folks. You have to eat too. And I appreciate you letting us in as you eat your breakfast and enjoy this wonderful music. We're in the final day of our fundraiser. I'm asking you to support this kind of feeling that comes from this kind of perspective, the perspective not only of this new recording, but the perspective of WBGO's attitude toward it for 40 years now. 1-800-499-9246 or online at WBGO.org. See, now what you're hearing this morning is you're hearing three great musicians who have come down to provide three great reminders as to why you should support this public radio station. On the organ, Joey DeFrancesco. On the saxophone, Troy Roberts. On the drums, Ralph Peterson. This is a collective that opened last night at Jazz Standard in New York City, and they're going to run through Sunday night, two sets each evening, and they're running here this morning to remind you what the hell's so special about this public radio station? Well, you're hearing it this morning. And all I have to say, because I'm sitting in the room with them, is when you see three cats like this with this kind of experience sitting there while they're playing and they're smiling because it feels right, then you know to hear it is right and to support it is even more right. Right? 1-800-499-9246 and WBGO.org. From the new recording, Joey DeFrancesco, we're going to hear The Key of the Universe. You missed your exit, didn't you? Well, there's a good reason why. Because you found yourself right in the key of the universe. And it's the best way we know at WBGO to remind you of the importance of you in this mix. Joey DeFrancesco, thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and to be part of this drive to keep things happening in such a wonderful way with the music. And an integral part of that is WBGO.
Thank you very much, sir. On stage, they will be through Sunday night at Jazz Standard in New York City. Troy Roberts on saxophone and on bass. And the title of his latest release says it all. Days like these are just made so much more special by cats like these. And Ralph Peterson always, always makes the walls sweat when he comes home to WBGO. And don't you forget why these walls do sweat. It's because of your support. 40 years we've been doing this. Gentlemen, thank you again. On stage through Sunday, two sets each night, Jazz Standard in New York, and around the corner and around the world this morning because of your support at 1-800-499-9246 and WBGO.org. Thank you.